All right, deep divers, buckle up. You guys sent in a mountain of info on the Pamper Me network, and let me tell you, it's a lot to unpack. But from what I can see, it's all about riding this AI wave, helping businesses like yours, you know, really leverage that.
Yeah, their business plan is quite something. It's long.
It's extensive, right? Someone was definitely burning the midnight oil putting this together.
Uh-huh.
But no worries, we've gone through it all, and we're going to break down the good stuff, the really interesting and actionable stuff, just for you. So basically, Pamper Me Network wants to help you create awesome content that's like your webinars, podcasts, all that good stuff, and then use AI to make sure the right people actually see it.
Yeah, and what's cool is they're not just talking about Google.
Right, I noticed that too.
They're looking at a bunch of data sources, stuff people don't always think about.
Spill the beans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of data are we talking about here? I saw Wikidata, DBpedia, even Spotify and YouTube. What's AI going to learn from my, let's say, eclectic music choices?
Well, it's not judging your taste, at least not yet. But think about it. Every time you stream a song, watch a video, or even just buy something online, you're creating data.
Right.
And AI is really good at seeing those patterns in the data, even if you don't.
Right, okay.
So it can use that info to, you know, recommend stuff, target ads, even predict trends.
So is it like AI is building this whole picture of who we are based on all these like random little things we do online?
Exactly. And Pamper Me Network gets this. They're not just throwing content out there. They're designing it to work with those AI algorithms on all these platforms.
Okay, now that's smart. That's what I like to hear, because reach is everything, right? So they talk about this social reward system. What's that all about?
Well, it's one of the things that makes them unique.
Okay.
They basically built a system that gets users to share and promote content within the network.
So it's not just AI pushing it out. It's about building a community that amplifies it.
Exactly. And it benefits everyone.
Okay, that makes sense.
Businesses get more exposure. And the users, well, they get rewarded for sharing.
So it's like taking word of mouth and supercharging it, but digitally.
Mm.
Okay, I could see how that would be huge for businesses struggling to get noticed, especially online.
And they've gamified it, even. Different membership levels, free, VIP, silver, gold. Each one unlocks different features and rewards.
Wait, hold up. Are they actually giving people cash back just for sharing content?
They are. Part of their whole strategy of building a sustainable, engaging ecosystem.
Wow. It's kind of revolutionary, isn't it? But it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about how much we rely on what our friends and family recommend, right?
Absolutely.
They've basically figured out how to do that, but on a massive digital scale.
Yeah, exactly. And it works because they put such emphasis on high quality content. Because the content's good, people actually want to share it. It's a brilliant feedback loop.
Okay, I'm sold on the concept for sure. But let's get practical here. How are they helping businesses actually make this content? They mentioned AI-powered LinkedIn outreach, social media boosting, even automating things like guest lists for webinars.
Yeah, they offer a whole suite of tools.
Right.
Everything from that AI content creation to campaign management and optimization. They can even turn like your old documents into podcasts.
Wait, really? Hold on. We're talking about a platform that can make podcasts just like this one. That's Meta.
It's pretty cool, yeah. And they've got examples too. The document mentions how they used it to make deep dives on stuff like nonprofits and crowdfunding. They even put the links to those podcasts on YouTube in here.
Okay, so they walk the walk. I like that. But is all this only for, like, big companies with tons of money?
Well, that's where their partnership options come in. They realize not everyone needs the same thing, so they offer different levels of involvement.
Okay, break it down for me. What kind of options are we talking about?
So they have a teach and execute program for people who are more DIY, you know, they want to learn how to do it themselves. Then there's build and manage, where they handle a lot of the work for you. And for those who want to be on the cutting edge, they have research and recommend.
Okay, so there's something for everyone then, from like the entrepreneur who wants to do it all themselves to the busy business owner who just wants results.
Exactly. And they're really clear about their pricing and what you get with each program. They even included a link to their website so you can check it out yourself.
Awesome. Well, definitely put that link in the show notes for everyone. But before we get lost in the weeds, let's zoom out a bit. What's the bigger picture here?
Yeah, let's connect this to the trends we're seeing online these days.
Exactly, because I have a feeling this is just the beginning of something really big.
You're absolutely right. AI is transforming how we consume and interact with information online. And Pamper Me Network, well, they're positioning themselves right at the forefront of that change.
Okay, so we've talked about how Pamper Me Network uses AI to tap into all these different data sources. But What does that actually mean for like a small business owner? How's that going to help them get their message out there? Is it really going to make a difference?
No, absolutely. Think about it. Traditional SEO, it's changing. It's not just about pleasing Google anymore. It's about understanding how AI learns from all these different platforms.
Okay.
And PamperMe Network, they're giving you a way to get your content into all those AI learning grounds.
So instead of focusing on just keywords and backlinks for Google,
Yeah.
I got to be thinking about how my content is going to show up on Wikidata, Spotify, YouTube. It's a whole new ball game.
Exactly. And they help you play that game strategically.
Right.
Imagine you just finished this awesome webinar, let's say, on the latest trends in sustainable fashion, right? You give that recording to PamperMe Network and their AI, it gets to work. It makes articles for Wikidata, little snippets for your Spotify, even visuals for YouTube, all based on your webinar, all on message.
So it's like having a marketing team that's fluent in AI.
Pretty much.
But that brings me back to the social rewards thing.
Yeah.
How does that actually work? Like, do I get points for sharing stuff or what?
It's more than just points, but yeah, that's part of it. It's designed to encourage people to like really engage with the content. So say you share a snippet from that webinar on your Spotify, right? Other users in the network, people who are into sustainable fashion, they might see it, listen to it, and then share it with their followers too.
So it's not just me shouting into the void. It's about connecting with people who are already interested in what I have to say.
Exactly. And because you're sharing something valuable, something people want to share, it kind of snowballs from there. Much more authentic than just buying ads, right?
I get that. Okay, but let's talk about something else that caught my attention, the Deep Dive podcast creation service. I mean, it's kind of wild that we're talking about a platform that can create podcasts like the one we're doing right now.
It is a bit ironic, yeah.
But they're not just talking about it. They've actually done it. The document says they used it to create podcasts on stuff like nonprofits and crowdfunding. They even included links to those podcasts on YouTube. That's pretty impressive. So they really practice what they preach, huh? I'll make sure to include those links in our show notes. But how does it actually work? Is it really as easy as just giving some information to an AI and getting a finished podcast?
Well, it's more nuanced than that. The AI can do a lot of the work for sure, but there's still a human touch involved, you know, to make sure the story is good, that everything's accurate.
Right, so it's like a collaboration then. Human
Yeah.
creativity meets AI efficiency.
Exactly. And they offer different levels of service depending on, you know, what you need, how comfortable you are with the tech.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's say I'm a small business owner and all this AI stuff is pretty new to me. Where do I even start? It can be kind of overwhelming.
That's a great question. And honestly, a great place to start is their website. They've got tons of free resources, blog posts, case studies, even webinars on AI marketing basics.
So dip your toes in the water before jumping in head first.
Exactly. And if you like what you see, they have a tiered membership program. The free level gives you like basic access to the platform and some tools.
Okay, and for people who want more guidance.
They've got VIP, silver, and gold memberships, which give you more features, support, even some done-for-you
So
services.
whether you're a tech whiz or just starting out, they have options for you.
Absolutely. They've really thought about how to make AI marketing accessible for everyone.
That's great. Now, something that I thought was really interesting was their approach to managing guest lists, especially for webinars. It seems like they've found a way to automate a lot of those annoying, time-consuming tasks.
Oh, absolutely.
So what makes their system so special?
Well, first of all, it simplifies the whole process from registration to follow-up. Imagine someone wants to register for your webinar. They land on your page, and PamperMe Network allows for custom forms to capture all the important info, makes signing up easy and efficient.
Okay, sounds good. So once they've registered.
The AI takes over, automatically generates usernames, passwords, sends those confirmation emails, updates your guest list. No more messing around with spreadsheets.
That's a lifesaver. But how do you keep people engaged before the event?
Well, they have this multi-channel notification system. It can send reminders through email, SMS, even WhatsApp. And get this, they can integrate with AI chatbots.
Wait, the AI can actually chat with my guest.
Yep, the chatbots can answer questions, give out info, even encourage people to interact before the webinar even starts.
That's incredible. I bet that makes people feel more connected and more likely to actually show up.
Exactly. And it frees you up to focus on, you know, the actual content of your webinar. The AI handles all the boring stuff in the background.
Now, this is probably on everyone's mind. How much does all this cost? Is it only for companies with tons of cash?
That's a fair question. And the good news is, PamperMe Network has different pricing tiers for different budgets.
Okay, good.
Their basic plan is actually pretty affordable, especially for what you get.
So it's not just for the big players then.
Nope, not at all. Their pricing is designed to work for small businesses and entrepreneurs too.
And they're upfront about the costs. No hidden surprises.
Transparency is super important to them. They want you to feel good about your investment.
Okay, that's good to hear. Nobody likes hidden fees. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about something I think is really cool. They're social media boosting with cash back.
Ah, yes. That's a popular one.
So how does it work?
It's pretty straightforward. They help you run those targeted social media campaigns on different platforms, but here's the twist.
Okay, I'm listening.
For every person who engages with your campaign through their platform, like clicking a link, watching a video, signing up for your webinar, you get cash back.
Wait, cash back? Like actual money back in my pocket.
You got it. And it's not chump change either. We're talking a good chunk of the ad revenue. It's a win-win.
Okay, how do they pull that off?
Well, they've built this powerful social rewards engine into their platform. Remember all those users actively engaging with content?
Yeah.
They use that to power their media buying campaigns.
So instead of just throwing money at Facebook or Google Ads, I'm tapping into a network of people who actually want to see my content.
Precisely. It's a much more organic, sustainable way to reach the right people, and you only pay when people actually engage. Super cost effective.
Wow, this is blowing my mind a little. But
Yeah.
they didn't stop there, right? They have something called event calendar boosting, too. What's that all about?
Ah, that's another smart move. They know that any event, whether it's a webinar, podcast, conference, needs good promotion to get people interested.
Right.
But manually submitting your event to all those online calendars can be a nightmare.
Oh, tell me about it. It takes forever.
Exactly. So they've partnered with a huge network of these online event calendars and directories. They can automatically submit your event to thousands of them, maximum visibility.
Wow, so it's like having my own personal event marketing team, but without the huge cost.
Exactly. And they don't just send it out randomly.
Right.
They use targeted strategies to make sure it reaches the right audience, you know, based on your specific needs.
I'm seeing a pattern here. They're really good at finding ways to use AI and social rewards to make marketing, well, just better,
Yeah.
more efficient, more effective.
They've got it. And that's what makes them so interesting. They're not just riding the AI wave, they're shaping it.
And speaking of shaping the wave, they're clearly not afraid to use AI, even for something as personal as podcasting. Their Deep Dive podcast creation service, it's pretty groundbreaking.
Yeah, it's really something. Imagine being able to turn your blog posts, your research papers, even your meeting notes into a podcast.
The possibilities are endless, but how does it actually work? Is it really as simple as feeding a document into an AI and getting a perfectly produced podcast?
It's a bit more involved than that, but the AI does a lot of the heavy lifting.
Okay.
It uses natural language processing and machine learning, things like that.
Uh-huh.
These AI systems are trained on huge amounts of data, text, audio, you name it. So they learn to understand how we speak, and they can create speech that sounds incredibly natural.
So it's not just a robot reading a script.
Not at all. They can create different voices, tones, even add music and sound
It's
effects.
like magic. And
Yeah.
they're not just offering it as a service, they're actually teaching people how to use the technology themselves. I saw something about training courses and resources on their website.
That's right. They want to empower people, give everyone access to this amazing technology.
I like that. So even if you've never recorded a podcast before, you can learn how to become a pro.
Exactly.
But what if I don't want to do it myself? Can they handle the whole podcast creation process for me?
Absolutely. They offer different service levels.
Okay.
You give them the raw material, like a document, a website, or even just a recording. And they take care of everything: scripting, recording, editing, even distribution.
So whether you're a podcasting veteran or a complete newbie, they've got options.
Exactly. And they offer hosting, marketing, even monetization options. They really have thought of everything.
Okay, we've gone through a lot.
We have.
From creating content to automating tasks to building whole platforms. But for those who want even more control, what can they do?
Ah, you're talking about their custom build service?
Yeah.
So for those who want their own dedicated platform for their webinars and podcasts, they can set one up tailored to their specific needs.
So instead of using their shared platform, you get your own little corner of the internet. Sounds pretty fancy.
It is, and it comes with everything: a dedicated domain name, a website, landing pages, even a social rewards powered onboarding system.
Wow, that's impressive. Who's that for, though?
It's perfect for organizations that are really serious about creating a high-quality online presence. Like
Right.
maybe they're doing regular webinars, a weekly podcast, online courses, things like that.
So if you're putting out a lot of content, having your own platform gives you more control, more flexibility.
And it lets you grow as your audience grows. No worries about bandwidth limits or sharing resources.
And I'm sure PamperMe Network is there to help you every step of the way.
Oh, absolutely. They handle the technical setup, the support, even training to make sure you're comfortable managing your own platform.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of features and services, but let's get back to the heart of it all. What's the main goal of the PamperMe Network? What are they really trying to do with all this innovation?
At their core, they want to empower businesses and individuals to thrive in this new digital world.
Okay.
They understand that AI can be a powerful tool, and they want to make it accessible to everyone.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about using that technology to make things better, more connected.
Exactly. They're building a community, a movement even, that challenges the way things are done and creates new opportunities for people.
I love that. It's not just about making money. It's about making a difference. But let's be real for a second. What about people who are wary of AI? Some people see it as a threat, not a good thing.
I get that, but I think PamperMe Network is showing that AI can be a force for good.
Okay.
It can help us automate boring tasks, connect with people, even make our voices heard in ways we couldn't before.
So it's about finding ways to use AI to make us better, not replace us.
Exactly. And they're leading the way. They're not just building tools, they're building bridges between technology and humans, between businesses and consumers, between people with shared passions.
I'm impressed, honestly.
Yeah.
But how do they connect businesses with the right partners and opportunities? Their network is huge. It seems like that would be a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, it could be. But that's where their AI-powered matchmaking system comes in.
Okay.
They have an algorithm that analyzes your business profile, your goals, your target audience, and matches you with the most relevant partners and opportunities.
So it's like a dating app, but for businesses.
Exactly. And it works really well. They've helped create tons of successful partnerships, helped businesses grow, collaborate, even get funding.
That's fantastic. But what about people who prefer to build relationships in person?
They haven't forgotten about them. They have a vibrant online community where users can connect, share ideas, and work together. They also host networking events and workshops to encourage those face-to-face interactions.
So it's a blend of high tech and high touch.
Absolutely. They understand that human connection is still super important, even online.
Now, one thing that really stood out to me in their plan was their automated LinkedIn outreach service. It sounds like they've taken all the work out of networking.
Oh, yeah. They've teamed up with Reply AI.
Uh-huh.
It's this platform that uses AI to automate and personalize your outreach on LinkedIn.
So for anyone who's ever spent hours manually sending connection requests and messages, it sounds like a dream come true. What makes it so effective?
Well, first of all, it takes away the boring part of reaching out to people one by one. You choose your target audience, like potential clients, partners, investors, whoever you want to connect with.
Right.
Then you write personalized messages for that audience.
Right.
And the AI takes it from there. It sends connection requests, follows up with personalized messages, even tracks how people are engaging so you can see what's working.
So you're not just sending out those generic spammy messages.
No, it's about making real connections, starting conversations.
Wow.
And because the AI is personalizing everything and targeting the right people, you get way more responses than if you did it manually.
So you're not just reaching more people, you're reaching the right people.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a huge difference. But what if I'm not comfortable with AI handling my LinkedIn outreach?
I totally get that. You can always manage it yourself. But the great thing about their system is that it frees up your time and energy so you can focus on building those relationships once the connection is made.
It's all about finding that balance between automation and human interaction. But what about the people who say, I don't have anything to offer. I'm not an expert. I'm just a regular person. What does PamperMe Network say to them?
That's a great question. It's something they address directly. They truly believe that everyone has something valuable to share.
Right.
Even if they don't realize it yet. They encourage people to think about their passions, their experiences, their unique point of view. All of that is valuable in the digital world.
So it's not about being a guru or a big influencer. It's about being yourself, sharing your authentic self.
Exactly. And they give you the tools and support to do that in a way that makes a difference and feels good.
I'm feeling really inspired, but I also have to admit, I'm a little overwhelmed. It's a lot to process.
I get it. It's a lot of information, but that's why we do these deep dives. We break it down into bite-sized pieces so you can absorb it at your own pace.
Exactly. We're your friendly guides to this exciting and sometimes overwhelming world of AI marketing. But before we get to our final thoughts, there's one more thing I want to touch on. Data, privacy, and security. With all this talk about AI and data, it's something people are concerned about.
Absolutely. And it's something they take very seriously. They're committed to protecting user data. Transparency and ethical practices, that's their priority.
So how do they actually do that?
Well, first of all, they follow all the data privacy rules like GDPR and CCPA.
Right.
They also use the latest security tech to protect user data from unauthorized access.
But what about the use of AI itself? Some people worry that AI could be used to, like, manipulate or misuse data.
It's a valid concern, but PamperMe Network is very clear about how they use AI. They're not selling user data or using it for any shady purposes. Their AI is designed to improve the user experience, personalize things, connect people with relevant information and opportunities.
So it's about empowering users, not taking advantage of them.
Exactly. And they're very open about their data practices. They have a detailed privacy policy that explains everything. They also give users control over their privacy settings and the ability to opt out of certain types of data collection.
That's good to hear. Transparency and trust are crucial these days.
Absolutely. And that's something PamperMe Network understands.
All right. I think we've covered pretty much everything. From AI-powered content creation to social rewards and data privacy, PamperMe Network is definitely pushing the limits of what's possible in marketing. But let's bring it back down to earth for a minute. What does this all mean for you, our listener?
Yeah, let's connect the dots and see how this applies to the individual. After all, this information is only useful if you can actually use it.
Exactly. So, what are the key takeaways? What can our listeners do to actually benefit from all these incredible innovations?
Well, I think the first step is to just become aware of AI and how it's changing marketing. Don't be afraid to explore, experiment, even make a few mistakes. It's all part of the learning process.
That's great advice. Learning is a journey, not a destination, right? But what about those who are feeling overwhelmed by all of this? Where do they even begin?
That's a valid feeling. I'd say start by visiting the PamperMe Network website. They have a ton of resources, blog posts, webinars, case studies to help you get up to speed on all the latest trends.
Okay, so start with educating yourself. What's the next step?
Think about your own needs and goals. What are you trying to achieve? Who are you trying to reach? Once you've got that figured out, you can start looking at the different tools and services PamperMe Network offers.
So there's no one-size-fits-all solution?
Nope. They have options for everyone, from solopreneurs to huge companies, and they're always coming up with new things, so there's always something new to check out.
That's exciting. But I think it's important to acknowledge that not everyone is going to be comfortable with all this technology and automation. What do you say to those who are skeptical or even resistant to change?
I get where they're coming from, but I'd encourage them to stay open-minded. The world is changing fast, and those who are willing to adapt and try new things will definitely have an advantage.
So it's not about becoming a tech expert overnight. It's about being willing to learn and grow.
Exactly. And PamperMe Network offers a very supportive community to help you do just that.
Okay, I think we've covered just about everything. We've explored PamperMe Network's unique approach to AI marketing, from content creation to automation to data privacy. We've talked about what it means for businesses and individuals, and we've addressed some of the concerns people might have. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
I'm all ears. What's on your mind?
Well, it's clear that we're at a turning point.
Hmm.
AI is changing everything, and we have to decide how we want to be a part of it. Do we just want to watch it happen, or do we want to help shape the future?
That's a powerful question, and ultimately, it's a question each of us has to answer for ourselves. But I do think PamperMe Network is showing us what can happen when we use AI for good.
I agree. They're not just building a company, they're building a movement. A movement that empowers individuals, connects communities, and makes the world a more equitable and accessible place.
And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting, you know. It's not just about some business plan. It's about seeing how technology, business, and just like human connection can all work together.
I totally agree. Going through all these documents, what really got me was just how ambitious they are.
Oh, yeah.
They're not just tweaking things. They're trying to completely change how we create, share, and even make money from our knowledge and our passions.
Yeah, it's like they're challenging the big guys, the ones who control everything online right now,
Right.
creating a system where people have more control over their data, their own future.
That's a pretty big goal. But is it realistic? Are there any downsides we haven't talked about?
Well, that's where critical thinking comes in. And to be fair, Pampering Network knows that any big change comes with challenges. They talk about things like bias in AI, needing strong privacy protections, making sure people are creating responsible content.
So they're not ignoring the tough stuff?
Nope, not at all. They're actively trying to find solutions that are both innovative and ethical.
I like that. They're not pretending to have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to learn and adapt as they go.
Exactly. And that's what makes me think they could really succeed in the long run. It's not just about profit. It's about building a system that works for everyone.
Okay, let's bring it back to our listeners. What does all this mean for them? What's the one thing you want them to take away from this?
I want them to see this as an opportunity, a chance to explore, try new things, and maybe even question what they think is possible online.
It's about taking back our power, right? As creators, as consumers, it's about realizing we all have something to offer, and there are new ways to share that with the world.
And it's about being part of something bigger, a community of people who want to build a better future where technology works for us, not the other way around.
So if you're feeling inspired, take that next step. Go to their website, check out their resources, maybe even try their free membership.
You might be surprised by what you find.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You might learn something new about yourself, about AI, about what the future holds.
And remember, we're not just along for the ride. We can help create the future, a future where everyone can thrive, connect, and make a real impact.
And that's it for this deep dive. We hope you enjoyed exploring the world of Pamper Me Network with us. Until next time, stay curious and keep on diving.